Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
Do you love me? Thank you. Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
Do you love me? Yeah.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Those of you concerned with your health, go to new USDA organic products standards. WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all MJs that are genetically modified bring you guys fast news.
I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Well, as the United States gets close to the 4th of July holiday, a number of different shortages are threatening the holiday, I guess, if you want to think about it in the most standard way. But this is a good opportunity to talk about a number of the different areas in which there are shortages. I think it's important for context. Why are we talking about this? We're talking about this because, number one, I have no interest in hiding shortages just because Joe Biden is president. That's a common one that I'm accused of. And secondly, none of these things have anything to do with Joe Biden, particularly when you consider the global nature of many of these shortages. A few things to be aware of. There is a sriracha shortage. This is, I guess I'm not wrong in calling it an Asian chili sauce. I think that's the way it's most typically described. And there is a lot of breathless coverage of the looming sriracha shortage. I love sriracha, but for me, first of all, by the way, if you really, it's just the primary sriracha that there's a shortage of, so there are all sorts of other sriracha brands as well. You can also look at other hot sauces, but indeed there is the expectation that the country's most popular brand of sriracha will be in a shortage coming soon. Yufong Foods, the California-based producer of this sauce, says they will have to scale back production due to an abysmal spring crop of Mexican red jalapenos. Nothing to do with Joe Biden. It is not Joe Biden's fault that in Mexico they've had a bad crop of red jalapenos. Okay. With 4th of July coming up, mustard, a global mustard shortage is looming ahead of summer barbecues, as reported by Axios. A few of the largest mustard brands, like Kraft Heinz, say they don't expect shortages, but there are some mustards which will be experiencing stock issues. I love a good mustard. I'm partial to grain mustard and brown deli mustard. I'm just not big on the yellow stuff. It sort of seems a little bit cartoonish to me. And I know baseball fans won't react kindly to that. No, but in all seriousness, I love mustard. There will be mustards available, maybe just not the one that you like. More seriously, there is a medical contrast dye shortage. And medical contrast dyes are used for a number of different imaging procedures and surgical procedures. I talked recently of my girlfriend's perforation that she had, and one of the ways that they confirm the perforation has been fixed is they use one of these contrast dyes under imaging and then see if any of the dye escapes where it's supposed to be. These are very important medical materials. It's used in diagnosing and treating stroke, aneurysm, cardiac conditions. These are essential to hospitals in many ways. There is a delay happening there. The global chip shortage will continue. This predates Joe Biden. and has nothing to do with Joe Biden, and industry experts don't believe there will be relief on the chip shortage until 2023. There is a nurse shortage. Anecdotally, Shreveport, Louisiana, warning of a nurse shortage, but this is happening nationally in many different places. We've recently been in the hospital for the birth and for everything else that's been going on. Many traveling nurses who just, like, they'll literally come up from, like, Baltimore to New York City for a